We're talking with
Kaylee Kielty, and I am the board chair of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention.
About the next set of Out of the Darkness walks to prevent suicides and to help those who've lost loved ones to suicide. You recently had a number of Out of the Darkness walks. How did they go?
They went great. We had tremendous support from the community. Ocean City, we had a walk in Hagerstown. We had a walk in Annapolis. We had close to 1,000 walkers. We blocked a couple intersections, but it was a beautiful day and brought a lot of attention to the cause.
What do these walks do exactly?
First and foremost, the more obvious thing that they do is they raise funds. We raise lots of money to be able to give back to the community, whether it's training. On November 18th, we host a number of survivor days in various parts across the state, which contributes to people that have lost somebody to suicide. It's a way to grieve and kind of come together with other lost survivors and express, you know, yourself and kind of come together to discuss your feelings and see the journey of somebody else who has also lost somebody and come through the process.
You have others coming up as well in other parts of Maryland?
In Howard County on October 8th. We have a walk in Frederick County on October 14th. Southern Maryland will have a walk on October 21st, as well as Baltimore County. Then we will conclude the Out of the Darkness community walks with our Montgomery County walk on October 22nd. And you can get more information about our Survivor Day or any of the walks I just mentioned from our Facebook page or our website. You can just go to afsp.org and look at Maryland Chapters events.
We've been talking with Kaylee Kielty, board chair of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. The website address, once again, is afsp.org. I'm Jude Lynn Lilly.